Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. It is time for the highlight show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game two of this three-game series, Mets and Mariners, Logan Gilbert against Sean Manaea. Quick start for the Mets. Francisco Lindor led off the game with a base hit to left field. Logan Gilbert then came back with a strikeout of Brandon Nimmo for out number one. One out and a runner at first base for the Mets, and J.D. Martinez up.
0-1 on J.D. Martinez. Pitch. Breaking ball hammered up the middle on the ground. Diving stop at second by Polanco. Flip to second one. Throw to first is in time. An unbelievable double play. Polanco diving to his right. Flips to Rivas covering it short. Off balance. Throw to first. Gets the double play. One of the best double plays we have seen all year.
A dazzling 4-6-3 double play started by Jorge Polanco over at second for a scoreless first inning for Logan Gilbert. That was one of many sensational plays that the Mariners would make defensively tonight. In the bottom of the first inning, Sean Manaea to the mound, coming off back-to-back seven shutout and double-digit strikeout performances. He was immediately greeted by Victor Robles, who doubled down the left field line, then pulled off a perfectly executed delayed steal to put a runner at third base with nobody out. And Randy Arozarena up for Seattle.
3-2 pitch. Hit hard down third base. Hit past the diving Vientos. This brings in Robles. Arozarena looking for two. Nimmo fires in late. It's an RBI double to left, and two batters in. The Mariners have a 1-0 lead. And there goes the scoreless streak for Sean Manaea. Well, that's over with. That's a fresh start now for Manaea, if you will, and Arozarena bangs one past the drawn in infield.
Yeah, just two batters in. The shutout streak was over for Sean Manaea, and the Mariners still had a runner in scoring position. Cal Raleigh next. He went down on strikes for the first out of the inning. After a wild pitcher, Randy Arozarena was now at third base with one out, and Justin Turner up for the Mariners.
First pitch to Turner is crushed the other way to right center. Taylor going back to the track. He looks up. It's off the wall. Arozarena scores from third. Turner slides into second with a double. 2-0 Seattle on a booming double the opposite way for the former Met, Justin Turner, and what has been an anemic Seattle offense this year certainly ain't anemic in this first inning.
And that was tonight's Smash of the Game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Third double of the inning for the Mariners and a 2-0 lead. Not done yet. Two batters later with two outs, and Turner still at second. Mitch Haniger was next to the plate.
Manaea, a deep breath. Now the 1-1 to Haniger. Is cracked up the middle, of base hit rolling into center field. Bader charges, but he has no play. Turner rounds third and sprints home to score standing up. RBI single for Haniger, and it is now 3-0 Seattle in the first inning.
Fourth hit of the inning for the Mariners. Three runs home. The inning finally came to an end when Sean Manaea struck out Dylan Moore for the final out, but a three spot for Seattle. And a 3-0 lead after one. Shutdown inning for Logan Gilbert in the second. He set down the Mets in order. In the bottom half, Manaea issued a pair of walks, but was able to keep Seattle off the board with a pop out of Cal Raleigh to end the inning. Gilbert kept on rolling in the top of the third. He made it eight straight set down with another 1-2-3 inning. In the bottom half, with the Mets down by three, the command issues continued to plague Manaea. Justin Turner walked to start the inning. A couple of flyouts later, Manaea was one out away from getting through three and keeping that pitch count relatively manageable, but he then walked the next two hitters to load the bases, and all of a sudden, with two outs in the third inning, Manaea was over 85 pitches and just trying to get through three innings. Manaea eventually got Leo Rivas to fly out to end the inning, but his night was done after three. Four hits, three runs allowed, five walks, and three strikeouts. Gilbert kept rolling on the mound for the Mariners, and Mets reliever Waskar Brazoban threw the ball very well as well. As they each posted zeros in the fourth and the fifth. For Brazoban, it was two perfect innings with three strikeouts. He gets our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. On to the sixth inning with the Mariners ahead 3-0 in the top of the inning. Gilbert allowed a two-out single to Francisco Lindor, but nothing else. Reed Garrett was on for the Mets, his first appearance in over a month, and he came out blazing. He struck out the side in order. He got Dylan Moore, Mitch Garver, and Leo Rivas for a scoreless bottom of the sixth inning. Logan Gilbert back to work for the seventh, working on six shutout innings. Mets down by three. J.D. Martinez started the inning with a base hit to center field. Gilbert came back, though, with a strikeout of Pete Alonso and Jeff McNeil for the first two outs of the inning. He capped off his night with a ground out off the bat of Mark Vientos to complete seven shutout innings. On to the bottom of the seventh inning. Phil Maton on for the Mets. Randy Arozarena started the Seattle rally with a one-out single to right field. Maton then walked Cal Raleigh to put a pair on. Two on and one away. And once again, it was Justin Turner up for the Mariners. Maton sets, 1-2 pitch. Swung on, ground ball through the hole, left side, a base hit. Arozarena's around third, he's coming to the plate. The throw by Nimmo is not in time. It's an RBI single for Justin Turner, and the Mariners tack on one more. It's 4-0 in the seventh inning. An insurance run for Seattle, second RBI of the night for Turner, and a 4-0 lead. Maton kept it there with a flyout and a strikeout to end the seventh inning. Jimmy Garcia on for the eighth. He allowed a two-out single to Harrison Bader, but nothing else for a scoreless top of the inning. Then in the bottom half, Danny Young was on for the Mets. He worked around a leadoff walk and a stolen base for a scoreless inning of his own. And it was on to the ninth inning with the Mets down 4-0. They looked to avoid a shutout in back-to-back games for the first time since April of 2023. Munoz faced Brandon Nimmo to start the inning. He grounded out to first. J.D. Martinez then hit a soft line drive to second base for the second out of the inning. Two outs in the ninth, and the last chance for the Mets was Pete Alonso.
There's Pete Alonso. Last Mets hope to keep the Mets alive here. That first pitch, broken back, grounded to short. Rivas to his left. He's got it. Throw to first in time. Ball game over. For the second consecutive night, the Seattle Mariners have shut out the New York Mets, who are most definitely sleepless here in Seattle.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.